Oh no. Was I speeding, officer?
I'll ask the question, sir. Do you know you were speeding?
Really?
You were doing 70.452 miles per hour.
That's pretty specific. I bet you use one of those radar guns.
No, sir. I caught you using LIDAR, not radar.
What, DAR?
LIDAR 3000, the latest in law enforcement laser technology.
A laser gun?
Precisely, sir. Instead of reflected radio waves used by a regular radar gun, LIDAR measures the time it takes for laser light to reach your car and reflect back. By taking thousands of measurements per second, LIDAR can compare the change in distance to the car and determine the car's speed. But what makes LIDAR truly special is its accuracy. This little gadget emits an intense, focused beam that can pick out a speeding car from a pack over 1,000 feet away.
What if the laser beam shines in someone's eyes? Isn't that dangerous?
I'll allow that question. The truth is that if I were to shoot into your eyes from up close, like so...
Hey, watch it!
You'd be in some trouble. But the farther away the gun is, the wider the beam gets spread so that only a small fraction of the total light power can go into anyone's eye. So I try to keep some distance from cars I'm busting and not shoot head-on into approaching traffic.
That's a relief. So are you going to give me a ticket?
I'll let you go with a warning.
Thanks. Say, you look kind of familiar. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilia Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from John Carini in physics. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Officer Cassander.